Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus assured his immediate disciples and us, "Keep on seeking, and you shall find." Matthew 7:2. The verb seek comes from the Greek zeteo, and means to look for, to search for, to be on the watch for, to pursue, to endeavor to obtain. Zetema, a noun form, means an inquiry, a question, a dispute or discussion, a subject of dispute or controversy. The word zeteo, to seek, appears 119 times in the New Testament. A few examples should be helpful. "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God." Colossians 3:1. "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom." 1 Corinthians 1:22. We Christians know we are not to seek fulfillment in worldly pleasures. What then are we to seek? I have already given you one answer. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. That means our highest goals in life must not be to get rich, to be popular with the crowd, to gain great power, to devote ourselves to pleasure, even legitimate pleasure, but to find the will of God and to do it from the heart. Is that not what our Lord had in mind when he said to his disciples, "Therefore take no thought, or do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things." Now listen carefully. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:31-33. Christ does not use the word seek in the following verse, but he tells us the importance of doing the will of God. "If any man wills to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John 7:17. Again, the Apostle Paul does not use the word seek in his prayer for the Ephesians, but we know that was his meaning. He prayed that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1:17-19. The Apostle Peter provides us with great inspiration when he writes, "For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." 1 Peter 3:10-11. Paul urged the Corinthians, "Let no man seek his own, but every man another's welfare." 1 Corinthians 10:24. Paul tells us how love behaves. His comment is, "Love seeks not her own." 1 Corinthians 13:5. One version renders that expression, "Love is not selfish." Let us summarize briefly what the Bible tells us to seek. We must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means very simply that loving God and doing his will come before all else. Nothing in this life should be allowed to compete with loving God and obeying his commandments. His commandments include loving others, seeking their welfare, both temporal and eternal, leading men and women to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.